Okay, so let's take the one on that's on Mem in the Rashba. It's on Lam Beis Amelof in the Gemara. Vayechal Moshe. Omar Rava. Ad shehitir nidro. Yeah. So he's darshening Vayechal Moshe, right? When he was being mispalel after after he broke the luchos, right? After the eagle. So it says Vayechal Moshe. So Rava says, what does that mean? Ad shehitir nidro. What does that mean? He was matir his neder.
And then he was chal.
He said like this: Ksiv hacha vayechal Moshe, uksiv hasam lo yachel devaro. So he's saying the lashon of vayechal implies being matir a neder. That's the lashon of vayechal. Because it says by a neder lo yachel devaro, right? Can't make a chulin. Can't nullify your words. So he's saying over here that it's like Moshe was matir God's neder. The Omar Mar, who ain't no mochel of al acherim mochel in lo. And he said, he can't be mochel, but others could be mochel him. Very strange Gemara. So it's a difficult drasha. It's a difficult Gemara, saying that it's a difficult mashal. Like God made a neder, and then Moshe was matir his neder. Karsh Baruch Hu didn't kill, do what he said. Right? What could they say? So I'm going to wipe them out. I'll make a nation out of you. What's that? Right. Right. Harifimani, right? And I'll destroy them. So he says, no. Because Moshe was matir his neder. Happens to be he has a slightly different gear set. It's interesting. I'm going to make a point of that a little later, I think. But and then on top of that, what's really difficult is the end of the drasha. The end of the drasha says, "The Omar Mar, who ain't no mochel of al acherim mochel in lo." That's a halacha. That if a person makes a neder, so you need to go to a beis din or a chacham to be matir the neder. You can't be matir yourself. It's true. You understand that by a beis din, that person's not a beis din. But the halacha really is a person can go to a yachid, if the yachid is like the gadol hador, one individual is able to be matir someone's neder, but he himself can't be matir his own neder. So it's impossible for the person to be matir his own neder. He always has to go to someone else. So what does that mean over here? By God, that he needs Moshe to be matir his neder. What does the whole thing mean? Right? Okay. So in terms of pshat, it says, "Vayomer Shem Moshe, Risi Es Amazevi Ne'am Kshe Orafu V'yata Hanicha Li, leave me alone." Right? V'yicha Api Bohem V'achalem. Right? The Torah says, "Leave my, I will unleash my anger on them, and destroy them." V'ese Osachol Goy Gadol. V'yichal Moshe Es Pnei Hashem Elokav. Right. So he says Moshe pleaded. He pleaded. So he's making a drasha. So Rava is making a drasha. Why is it used lashon of vayechal, right? The other lashonos of tefillah. So he says it said Rava says he was mispalel ad shehitir nidro, until he was matir his neder. Until he was matir God's neder. How do you know vayichal has to do with a neder? It says ksiv hocha vayichal Moshe, ksiv hocha hasa lo yachel devoro. That's by a neder.
And the neder was that God was going to destroy it.
Right.
Okay.
The neder was hanichali vayichapi bohem vachalim. So that was like a neder, and then Moshe was matir the neder. And then Rava says a more astounding thing. That's okay, that's a drasha, fine. But then he says, "Hu eino mochel aval achir mochlumo." Like once God said that he would be bound by it until Moshe could undo it. Okay.
Why did he respond then? He's like an author.
He's saying that's what his that's what the lashon of Moshe's tefillah is. It's like used lashon vayichal, like Moshe was matir God's nether. Right, the vayichal is Moshe was mochel.
Was, please let me be mafia
right.
Opposite.
Well, he's saying it wasn't even like a please. It was, he's casting this whole thing in a very strange light, right? He's casting it in a very strange light. Normally, when you have a neder, so the person feels bad. He made the neder, but he can't undo the neder himself. So he has to go to a chacham, and the chacham has to say mutalach, 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 right? Right, Avi, you just said something like that, right? Mutlach, mutlach, mutlach. So, and then the whole tables are turned, right? It's the one who's matir is really doing a favor to the other guy, mm-hmm. right? One who made the neder really goes to the chacham and asking him for help. Mm-hmm. So it's a funny drush over here, saying that Moshe is like playing the role of the matir of the neder.
But he's the one who wanted it to be undone.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so let's see how he takes this. Takes this in an interesting way. Ha'inyin hazeh nemar b'derach moshel. V'lomar she'romaz lanu akosuv kan she'bezichuso v'ahavoso shel Moshe hutar ha'onesh v'nestalko p'nei ha'kas v'nisrat Elohim. V'hu ke'inyin heter nedorim. Yeah, so what he's saying, it's a remez. Saying with this drasha, the Rava is trying to intimate something to us. So what? The pasuk is hinting at something. Rava is saying the pasuk is hinting at something. That in the zechus, the merit, and God's love of Moshe, he undid the onesh, and the pnei akas was removed, and then he was pleased with them. That's like an inyan of het nedarim. How? She'echad mipischei nedarim libecho alecha. So, it's been a long time since we did nedarim, but is anyone... So one of the way of the idea of het nedarim is one of the things is you say to the guy libecho alecha. The chacham interviews the person. You're supposed to interview him. You're supposed to ask him questions and try to find an opening, a pesach, to be matir the neder. So you say, "Is your heart upon you?" Klomar, libecha rishon shenadarta bo, who odayan olecha, is the heart that you first had when you made the neder still upon you? Klomar, it's a double klomar here. Klomar, ata omed odayan baoso hadas. Do you still stand in that same outlook? O shema lev koos goram binidrecha viata ovar. Maybe you were under a fit of anger. Maybe you were under anger when you it was anger that caused it, and now that passed. Vimomar kvar ovar. And if the person says to the basin of the chacham, it passed. Vikaas shekaasti al maisov goram. And it was really anger that made me do it. V'yachshav ani mispayes. Now I'm settled. Now I'm calmed. What was I'm appeased. Matir no nidro. Okay. Then we could be matir's neder. Yeah. So what does that mean? Because it means to say that a neder, the way you could be matir a neder is to show that there was some sort of a mistake is really what some sort of a toss that the person made. It wasn't really his lave to do this. It's not really his true intention. If you get down to it, it turns out that he did it under some sort of a misconception. So libecho alecha. Libecho alecha. Yeah, so what does it mean over here? V'chein mipischei nadarim ilu hoya asara anashim sheyefaisucha. Klum ha'yisa noder, Or another Pesach of the Nether is, if you had 10 people that would have appeased you, would have calmed you down, would you have made the Nether? Im Omar Lav Matirin Lo Nidro. That's slightly different.
Yeah, that's opposite.
Now what?
Wait,
if you would have had 10 people that would is it similar to the other one? Similar to the other one. Right. The other one, I guess, is saying the anger just passed by itself. This one is saying if you knew that there would have, that somebody would have been able to come and remove your anger, would you have made this nether? Right. Like someone, a friend of yours, does something that makes you very angry. So you make a neder, you know, I'll never get any enough from him. I'll never get give anything of him, you know. What is it called? It's a mudar hana. Make him, it's called a mudar hana. That I'll never give anything to him. I'll never benefit him in any way. You know, that's a classic type of a neder. Mudar hana. Just write the guy off because you're really angry at him. So you say, well, then it turns out, you know how these things go. So then you say to him, well, look, in that fit of anger, if you would have known that people could have explained it to you and talked you out of it and appeased you and calmed you down, you know, at that point, basically, you thought that it was an impossibility that you could ever be friendly with this guy again. You know what I mean? But if you would have realized that somebody could have explained to you and maybe it was some misunderstanding, something like that, would you have made this neder? So the guy says, no. So they says, okay, well then in that case, it was a mistake. You know what I mean? That's the derech of neder. That's the derech of neder. Interestingly, it can't be something that's completely out of left field. It has to be something that you could have realized at the time and didn't fully think about. Because the Pesach has to be something that you could have thought of at the time. But so he's saying over here too, V'al derech ha-moshel chila Moshe ponov. Ratzalomer ko'aso she'ko'as al ma'iseyem she'yivater oso kas v'yifayes she'kein hover libriosov she'ya'asu kein. What does that mean? So now he's trying to tell you in the derech ha-moshel. In other words, what is this event? What is it trying to teach us with Moshe, and this tefillah here? That by saying he was chila Moshe ponov, vaychal Moshe, right? Because it's es pnei Hashem. What does it mean? What does it mean? That's really, I guess, that's really also part of what Rav is getting at. Vaychal Moshe es pnei Hashem alokov, right? He's saying that. What does it mean? That the kaas, his anger, that he was kaas al ma'aseihem, meaning the ma'aseihem of the Bnei Yisrael, right? Sheyivater oso kaas, he should relinquish that anger, forego that anger, v'yifayes, and forgive and be and find them. What does it appease and be appeased? Shekain hora libriosov shiyasu kain.
That's what he taught us to do.
That's what he taught us to do, right? That's what he's saying. It's hard to gotta get that dictic right there. Shekain hora libriosov. He taught his creatures shiyasu kain that they should do that, right? V'chein sheyisratza al piuso kemosha hanoder mater nidro al piusei acherim. And that also he should find it pleasing from Moshe's intervention, right?
She's right to al piuso. Does that mean he should be willing to be appeased?
He should be willing al piuso. Kamosha hanoder mater nidro al piuse acherim. Let's see. The cholzeh, because he's trying to work in both ends of it. The cholzeh remez al shenisfayes al divrei Moshe vehefer akas v'nisratzeh lohem. I think it means he should want to be appeased, right? Just like a person who's noder is mater's nedro, his neder on the intervention of others. No, it shouldn't be a person who doesn't want to hear anybody, you know, you get into a big fight with a friend, and then someone comes and says, let me try to help. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about that guy. You know what I mean? You should be open to that kind of a thing. So he's saying that's the mashal here. Yes, let's think about this mashal a little bit here. Oh, let's finish that. V'histakel sheborach rova milomar shehitir lo nidro. V'lo omar ela vayechal omar rova ad shehitir nidro. It's interesting. That's what I was telling you before, that our gear says a little different. He says you should see how Rava fled from saying hitir lo nidro. That would imply that Moshe was matir his neder. It just says vayechal ad shehitir nidro. Klomar shehu yisparach hitir es hadavar sheomar lehashmidem mipinei Moshe bechiro. See, it doesn't say that Moshe was matir his neder. It just says hitir nidro, that God was matir his own neder. On account of Moshe, he was matir's own nether to destroy them on account of Moshe, but not that Moshe is sitting like a dayan and being matir God's nether.
Why? So it's
that would be too much. Saying that would be
giving too much.
That would be false. That God needs Moshe to be matir's neder. What does that last part mean? That's what's interesting. We'll have to get to in a minute. But our gear says different, though. Ache hefer lo nidro. Our gear says that. Funny. He held that's a bad gear, sir. He held that's a wrong gear, sir. He held dafka. It shouldn't be that way. What does he have here? Yeah. He seems like he's saying the ikkar of the drasha is to explain the role of Moshe in the event over here in the saving of Klal Yisrael.
That makes the mashal more difficult, because in the mashal you're trying to show that the person who made the nether was in some sort of emotional state when he made it.
Right.
You're trying to show that he can be appeased, you know, but. It's not because of his relationship to the person who's appeasing him. In other words, you're trying to show that within the nether itself, there was some sort of other influence that was causing him to make the nether, and that therefore the nether is not,
valid.
But here it's saying that because his relationship to the guy who's helping him be matir.
Right. Well, that's what he's trying to say. See, he's trying to avoid that exactly. He's trying to say that Moshe wasn't really the matir of the nether. He's saying that Moshe was the cause of something that is like a matir of nether. Right?
Yeah.
It's because, so he says, that's why he says, doesn't say that. It doesn't say, that's exactly what he's trying to, right? It doesn't say, Shehitir lo nidro. Shehu yisporach hitir es hadavar sheomar lashmidei mipinei Moshe bechiro. Right? But he's trying to say that there's some idea over here of the some idea about how it goes. The din itself. How does it go from vayichar api bohem va'achaleim, and then Moshe is granted his request. Vayinocham Hashem al Rosh Yadiber Lasos Lamo.
Moshe provided like the Pesach or something like that?
He's saying Moshe was like the Pesach. Yeah. Right. It seems like he's trying to explain over here the zechus that Moshe was able to introduce on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And he's portraying it like a heter nedarim idea. What does that mean? Why is this intervention an idea of het in the dharm? You see, it's interesting because Moshe didn't really undo the cause of the problem. It wasn't like he was coming in and really arguing on their behalf. Mm-hmm. Wasn't like a regular type of a case where you'll say be malamed zechus to them. It wasn't. He wasn't undoing like the Gemara says. You know, one of the Amorim says I could matir everybody from din because you could say the Yetzer was too strong. It wasn't that kind of an argument. Like you know, they were they just came out and this. It wasn't that kind of a thing, right? It was bringing in a completely different idea that lama yomer mitzrayim. Lama Yom Rishrayim. Yeah, so why is that portrayed more like a het in the darim idea? It seems to me, maybe you'll explain to me in a minute, but sort of on my own thought right now. It seems to me like the mashal of neder means to say, let's say in terms of Adam, like a person is, something happens, and then the person has a reaction to it. Right? And in his reaction, he completely writes off the other person. His reaction is extreme. This person burned me or whatever it is, and that's it. They're out. They're gone. Cut them off forever. Right? Cut them off forever. Yeah. But what happens afterwards? You realize that maybe the reaction was too extreme. Not really forgiving, you're not really saying that what the person did wasn't wrong, right? But the reaction to what was done went too far in a certain sense, right? You had a lave of kas. A person did a terrible thing to you, there's no question about it, and there's no diluting the offense. Not a matter. You're not going to sugarcoat it. I mean, what the person did was awful, terrible, maybe even unforgivable. But still, that doesn't mean that they should be completely, you know, in a certain sense, non-existent to you, completely cut off, completely written off. There may be some other element that you're overlooking that is still has some remedial value. There still is some other effect of what you're doing that will have a negative impact elsewhere. So he's saying in this mashal, it seems that Moshe is presenting that kind of an argument here. He's not saying to forgive them for what they did. Not asking that. He's not asking that now. He's not trying to recast their crime in a lighter way. Not trying to say, you know, it wasn't what they did wasn't really also bad. No, what they did was terrible. But he's saying the reaction, the decree of the complete destruction has a consequence. That has a consequence that's going to be negative elsewhere. And Lama Yomer Mitzrayim, so therefore he's saying you should, it's almost like he's saying the reaction is going to be, the reaction to what they did is going to have an unintended consequence that's greater, that's worse, that has some, it's going to have some terrible effect. So in that sense, it's like it's in a certain derech moshel. It's like saying the reaction is an overreaction. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I'm not trying to be matzdik them in any way, but this action of utter destruction, which is kas, which in derech moshel is the ultimate expression of kas, has to be rethought, because look what's going to happen when that happens. Look at the consequences of that chaos.
So why is that argument, why is the ability to make that argument dependent on Moshe? Meaning,
that's a good question.
Right.
That's a good question.
Isn't that incoming?
Because obviously we're not saying that it's really in the derech, in the way of in the nimshal, that there's really a comparison between the two. Right, it's not a mistake. It's not a mistake, because then you would need Moshe. Right, that's what remains to be understood of here, the role of Moshe in this.
The implication is that only Moshe had the ability to.
That's right. He says, "The loma sheromas lano akosav kancha bezechusov avaso shom Moshe huter haonish v'nistalik pnei hakas v'nisratz Elohim." Right, he repeats that again.
He didn't say that because Moshe.
Presented a good argument. Right. Klomer Shahu Yisbar Chitir as Hadavar Shomer Lashmidim Me Moshe Bechiro. Yeah. Mibne Moshe Bechiro. And what was Moshe's argument? It's going to be a Chil Hashem. This is a Chor Avram. Well, he threw in a few things here. Right. Because really, God was offering Moshe Ve'esa Osechol L'Goy Gadol. Right. And Moshe said no. He said two things. He said, Lama Hashem Yecharav Chavam Chasher Sisim Yisrael, Lama Yomer Mitzrayim. So that's not going to be right. People are going to see that the Mitzrayim will see that the Yitzhiyah ended in a failure. And then he had the idea of Yisrael Avadecha Shin Shbatel and Boch. Yeah, but yeah. That's a harder argument because he was going to do that. That was going to be fulfilled.
Right.
It'd
be very tempting to say without this Avaso and Zechuzo that the reason why Moshe was able to make this argument is because the alternative God presented was contingent on him. In other words, he's saying, I'm going to make you into a great nation, and if Moshe has another valid approach and he doesn't want to do that approach,
right.
That would be but right. it seems like he's not saying that.
And that's the Rashi, is that that was Moshe's argument. If a kisei of shel shalosh regolim reglayim eino omed, so if a seat of three legs can't stand, then kisei regel echad. Yeah, that's here too. It's all in this gemara. Yeah, just to be clear, I mean, we have to keep up our. We have to, continue. We have to remember what we learned so far. In other words, kaas is not really kaas by God, right? That's that was what we learned. He has that over and over again. Kaas means a certain midas hadin. So he's saying, that the midas hadin was removed because of Moshe. The midas hadin was removed because of Moshe. Like a person gets in anger and gets calmed down. Right, and also Rashi over here, Rashi says also along with this theme, Va'ato hanichali, right at the beginning, Hashem says to Moshe, leave me alone. V'yichar api bohem va'achalem, and then my anger will be unleashed on them and I will destroy them. So Rashi says that, Adayin lo shamanu shesbal Moshe alayim. What does God mean? Leave me alone. And Moshe didn't even start. V'hu omar hanichali. He said, leave me alone. Elakan posach lo pesach. God gave him an opening by saying, leave me alone.
Don't make me do this.
V'hodio shadavar toloi bo. That it was dependent on Moshe. In other words, it's not really like, it's sort of like laying out the framework. If you leave me alone, I will unleash my anger on them.
I mean, he's showing him that.
But if you don't leave me alone, then I won't destroy them. Yeah.
I mean, he's showing him that Midas HaDin is not the only option.
Showing him that Midas HaDin is not the only option at the outset. So I it's hard to understand exactly, but maybe it's like this. I mean, I'm not sure if I understand the Ava part over here. Yeah, anyone want to try? Give an option over here. Avoso shel Moshe hutar onish v'nistalik v'nistalko pnei akas v'nisratzalem. Yeah. All right, so maybe it's like this, that's similar to what you're saying, David. I think you're in a similar track over here. Here's the question, right? Let's get the question good. Is Chilul Hashem a reason to stop the destruction of the Am now or not? Right. If it is, then whether Moshe made this argument or not, it shouldn't be done. And if it isn't, so why? It's not a good argument. Right? It's a problem. So David is saying that it's not a good enough reason on its own. That you have to start that way, right? But the recognition of Chilul Hashem itself is a certain perfection, and the concern for Chilul Hashem itself is a certain perfection. So at the moment of the Egel, they were on a level that they really should have been destroyed, except for Moshe. But Moshe's saying, they'll understand. I'll explain to them this idea of Chilul Hashem, and they'll be concerned, and they'll understand that, and that itself will be a zechus, that they wouldn't want to participate in this form of Chilul Hashem. I think we can safely say that. Yeah. But the question is, that's less focused on Moshe as an individual. And you could say it's Moshe, he has to recognize it because he has to be the one who explains it to them. Mm-hmm. Right? It does seem like it's more like a Moshe himself issue. The Ava, says Bizechuso Vavoso Shal Moshe Hutar Ha'onesh, and Moshe was being Mefayes. Moshe was Mefayes. The Hefir Hakas V'Nisrat Elohim. Yeah. So maybe it's like this. Maybe it's that similar way, but more focused on Moshe. That Moshe was the leader, right? And it was really totally on his idea of the role that the Am was playing. It had to really do with his idea. No, it's to be manhig them in the initial way was gone. There's a certain idea of the way you lead depends on the mission and the goal that you understand that you're trying to accomplish. The initial idea of this door coming out of Mitzrayim and representing certain being nurtured to a certain level on their own, that Midas Hadin said at this point they completely failed at that mission. That mission is gone. In terms of Din at this point, that cannot be reinstated. They completely forfeited that initial form of the Yitzhiya and the initial goal of for they themselves to become a certain group. But now it was up to Moshe to recognize that change and to figure out another method that they could still viably continue. And then Moshe as the leader would be responsible for shepherding that through. Now, Moshe himself has to say, okay, I recognize that this nation as a primary entity of becoming an Am that they themselves represent the ideas of Hashem is over with these people. But he can say that I'll be able to shift my focus now. I as the leader will shift my focus, and I'll have to view them more as a transitional entity. But that's up to Moshe. That's up to his. That's a different form of leadership. It's a different mission. And he has to recognize that he still has to say, look, there still is this idea that Yetzias Mitzrayim could result. Yetzias Mitzrayim was a very great foundation of Limud. And he said it was up to him to recognize that the primary mission of developing this group is over, but we shouldn't. But I'm willing to train to change the idea over here. I think I can change the idea into using Avram Yitzchak and Yisrael as a foundation, Yetzias Mitzrayim as an event, and these people were still tied to that event, and they'll be a vehicle for a future success. This mission is to culminate in them. He had to forego that and offer a different type of a leadership. But it was only because he was the leader and he was the one who was able to recognize that there was a different way of going, that it was up to him. And that's what he says, that the original kas is because his mission was in terms of them. So in terms of them, that kas is absolute. In terms of them as the group to represent it, that's over. The idea of appeasement. The idea of appeasement is to say, look, on a different plane. Let's look at things on a different plane. You know what I mean? Like with a person, you say, okay, look, this guy is a total jerk. You're right. But think about his sister, his mother, you know, the other people around him that you're going to have consequences. So Moshe had to be able to work something like that out. Say, look, in terms of this group, as the primary object of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the primary goal of becoming the nation, that's over. But, and that kas is correct in terms of them, but let's shift the focus now, and it'll go through them, but it'll always be linked up to Avos and the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You shouldn't throw away the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which won't be able to be recreated. Because it failed in this group. Still use them as a stepping stone, and we'll always be able to link back to the event of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a powerful event of Kiddush Hashem. If you throw that away, you're going to be throwing away that entire event and the potential of Kiddush Hashem, of Hochacha, and proof of the essential ideas of Torah. So that was Moshe's. Now, it's because of the love of Moshe, it means to say, what's the love of Moshe? The love of Moshe is the fact that he was the one who knew the Derech Hashem. I mean, that's what we say, Rava makes that point. That, Ki motzosi chen be'enai vo'edacha b'shem. In other words, what's motzosi chen be'enai? Because he has the idea of, because he has the proper ideas. So that's what it means. The Ava of Moshe means Moshe's, because of Moshe's, it was only a person like Moshe who was able to really see this idea, and he had the proper ideas of how to be manhig the Am in this derech. Only through him would have been possible to shift and be able to salvage the powerful lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though it was going to wouldn't come to fruition in this group. So in that sense, he says it was like a derech. The derech was like a derech of Heter Neder. The derech was the switch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched from Kas to Ratzon was in a certain derech of Neder, but not that Moshe was the one who was Mata the Neder. Moshe supplied the way to shift the framework of Yetzias Mitzrayim from this group to onto a different plane. All right, well, I'll think about that. I want you'll think about that. Think about that. But just before we go, I just want to just clean up the last piece. Okay, this is very interesting. He says it like this. You gotta go?
Yeah.
Okay, so he says it like this. So he's bothered, though, with the idea of portraying Moshe like sitting in judgment and forgiving God's sins. Right? Like a guy who comes to the Chacham and says, I made a mistake. Be mate my neder. So he says, that's what he says. It doesn't say that Moshe hitir lo. Says Hitir, God himself was Matir Nidro, because of the alternative that Moshe was able to supply. But what does it mean at the end? The Omar Mar, who eino mochel of Achira mochel, that sounds exactly like God can't be Matir his own nether. So he says it like this. Listen to what he says, interesting. He says, V'al tita bezeshe hiviu kan had omar ma hu eino mochel of alachera mochelano v'tachshov ki ledimyon maisa heviuhu kan. He says, don't think that they brought this end piece, that hu ein mochelan of alachera mochelano, as part of the dimyon of the events that occurred over here with Moshe. Loma k'shem sheben adorim eina noder yochol lahate la'atzmo ad shiatiru la'acherem kach Hashem yisbarach lo hitir nidro ashihitir lo Moshe. So don't think that. Don't think that it's trying to tell you that just like in nidorim, a person can't be matir's own neder without someone else, God couldn't be matir's neder without Moshe. Shehu yisbarach eino tzarach la'heter acherem. God doesn't need someone else's heter. V'yasala mikol dimyon keila. God is above any type of a comparison like this. V'lo hevi'u kan l'dimyon maisa. Rak l'dimyon loshon bovad. Shows you how careful you have to be in reading Chazal. It says it was not brought over here as a comparison for action. It was just brought as a comparison in terms of linguistics. Loshon. Ratzalomar. Ki miloshon v'yichal lo yuvan heten idorim ad sheheviu raya mi lo yachil devaro. Says the word vayechal Moshe doesn't really imply a neder. He had to, on its own, he had to bring it from the loshon of lo yachil devaro, right? V'afhu ratzalomar lo yachil devaro ein mimashma pshat shaloshon heter chachomim. But even the Lashon, he says, it's a little bit complicated. He's saying, how did he get the idea of Vayichal means neder? Because it says, who eino, it says, lo yachel devaro. He can't violate his word. And the person makes neder, he can't violate his word. Okay? So he says, but lo yachel devaro, ein mimash mepshat haloshon, heter chachamim, it doesn't imply that there is a concept of undoing your neder. It doesn't imply that there's a concept that a neder can ever be undone. Rak shelo yichalel motzi sefasav. All it implies, all lo yachal devaro means is when you say something, you can't violate it, right? You can't make it chulin, right? You understand what that means? Va'al kach chutzrach lahavi kan. Shemefarshei Torah mekablei haemes pirshuhu loshon heter shekein kibluhu misinai. You have to understand, very very clever this thing. No, he wants it like this. He wants to say vayichal implies an idea of heter, that there was a complete switch from the idea of kas to the idea of ratzon because of this idea of the kaas was on one framework, and then the ratzon is in viewing it from a different framework. So Rava wants to teach that idea. That idea is hinted at in the pasuk. Where is it hinted at? From Vayichal. But what is Vayichal? How does Vayichal hint you to hint that? Because he wants to say Vayichal is like the idea of being matir and neder. Because we use the lashon by neder of lo yachel devaro. Okay, but he says it lo yachel devaro itself doesn't imply an idea of heter. It just says you can't break your word. So how does lo yachel devaro imply heter? Only because of the drasha that we have from Sinai that hu eino mochel aval achera mochel lo. So now in that, without with that last element, it shows you lo yachel means don't be matir your words, because only others can be mati your words. And now we know Vayechal means that Moshe provided the basis of God to be matir, so to speak, his nether. But not that the Vayechal, not that hu eino mochel is talking about the Maisa with Moshe and God. It's a completion of how you prove Vayechal is a lashon of heter. Right? The Alkane Hutzok Lehevi Khan Shema Farshi Atom Makavli Amas Pirshu Lashon Heter Shekain Kiblu Misina Shlo Boha Kosov Lomar Aella Shlo Yatir Hu Laatmo Ovalachir Mochlo Klomer Matirin Lo Umikan Rayad Lashon Vayechal Lashon Heter. That's what he wants to prove. Beautiful, he pulls it in. Okay, very good. Got it, David?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
That's very good, right? Really, yep. Really makes it. I mean, he's right. Without that, it doesn't. Does the argument doesn't fit? But you know, you just got to be shows you how careful you have to be in reading these midrashim. I mean, you got to know which element is about the maisa, and this element is only about the to prove the raya about the maisa. Not it's not reflecting the maisa. Yep, very good.